Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time. This is the second best intro of any podcast that I am on. And so, but the first of any that Brendan's on. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Good. Hey, you know what? My other podcast intro song is actually the only intro song that has whiskey in it. So I think that's the superior one, probably the most appropriate one. It's not even for a whiskey podcast, though.
I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
It's the only one that has whiskey in it?
Early times and cheer wine. What? It's about getting drunk off early times and cheer wine. It's not. It's everything. It's the whole essence of the song, TJ. Anyways, I'm good. Ben, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great.
That's good.
My other podcast just starts straight cold open.
Ben, what would your other podcast be? If you had to start your own side podcast, your Sobcast, if you will, what would it be?
Ooh, Sobcast is good. If FSU ever needed another podcast.
Okay. Ooh,
So I'm going to trademark that real quick.
They definitely don't need another podcast. Too many. Oversaturated.
If I make another podcast, it would either be probably on personal finance.
I was going to say it'd be the stock market, I'm sure.
No, not stock market. Heavily influenced. Personal finance. I'm really getting into watches right now. So I'd probably maybe look at doing something like that. That'd be fun.
Is there a market for watch podcasts?
Yeah. There's a whole market.
Only if you have the time to listen to it.
That was good. That was good.
We would call it, what would the name of the podcast be for watch?
I don't know.
Time to listen.
Ooh, there you go.
I mean, that's it. Hey, watch, so all right.
What about watch your cock for Ben?
Cock time.
Ooh, I think cock. I think it'd be tough to get that approved for all family like audiences and stuff.
Is this the last name?
Okay. Speaking of good podcast name, people that are listening to this that are FSU fans or on your message board, they'll get this. Nobody else will. But I went to dinner with Josh Newberry last night, and we were talking about if he was to ever – basically the same idea. I don't know how you guys are like in my brain and or if this is just deja vu or what. But basically like if he was to ever start another podcast, what would the name of it be? And you know what I came up with? The Blunt Edge with Berg. Get it? The Blunt Edge with Berg.
No, please continue to elaborate.
Does he do a bunch of weed?
Yeah. Not allegedly.
Does he do a bunch of weed? You are white.
I mean,
does he do if it's a white thing, it should be in a
square. Is he friends with Mary Jane?
Does he smoke the devil's lettuce?
Yeah.
Does he do a bunch of weed is definitely the title of the show. Actually, it's not because this is review time. We've wasted 3 minutes.
Is that a weed? I'm calling the police.
Lay off the weed.
I remember my first weed. Okay.
Graham Co.
What are we reviewing today? We've got a review on. Look at this.
All right. Let's get to it.
I can set this up here. Look, no hands.
All right. So we are reviewing, you know, doing our draft a week ago, we kind of realized we've done a lot of budget bourbons, but like that $35 to like $45 range of bourbon, like that next year, we've only done a handful and a lot of them suck. So I was trying to expand it a little bit. And
those suck too, though.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great about the first sip, to be honest.
I was like, why did he lead with that?
This is Knob Creek. It was not an age statement bourbon a couple years ago. Now it's a 9-year, 100 proof whiskey from Jim Beam. Knob Creek, it's about $35 MSRP, which is, we're talking about 9 years, 100 proof. I mean,
what a value.
It's hitting some potential value points there. So I had the mash bill in front of me, guys, but I think I lost it. I clicked out of a lot of threads earlier. So if I can just talk quickly enough to potentially get there in time as it loads. Ah, yes. 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley.
Oh, that's a little higher on the barley than I would have expected.
Lower on the wheat too.
They should do a wheat like a marijuana
wheat. I said.
Oh, I guess we know where my head's at.
The Blunt Edge with Brendan. You weren't that impressed with my Blunt Edge with Berg.
It was okay. No, it was solid. You overhyped.
He's a blunt person. It was good that night. It was good last night. That's what she said. Both people at the table liked it.
That was funnier. So that was good. Was
interesting.
Pity laughs. All right. So
nose on this is nice.
I actually, so I've been nosing this thing for a little bit. And I think it's not that bad for $35. I think it's actually really pleasant. So to me, I get like a almost like a caramel raisin bread kind of vibe.
That's a wild turkey vibe for me typically when I get into that profile.
Man, it's like there's definitely not like a white bread kind of feel, but I can feel like a rye bread. There's something warm about it. So not spicy.
I'm getting a zest, Ben. I don't know if I would describe it. It's earthy too. Like there's like tobacco-y-ca. So like it is very like soil, but not in a bad way. Like maybe soil like after it rains, kind of like there's this freshness to it as well as this zestiness. It's
interesting.
It's a weird nose. It's not bad. It's just it doesn't smell like bourbon.
I feel like I'm getting way more heft than I would expect for like a bottle at this price point. Like it smells rich.
Did you bait and switch us on
of
the
rich mahogany?
Oh, I have
leather. Did I put the wax back on top of this? No, I didn't bait and switch with this.
I have raw wood. It's one of my notes, but that's probably inappropriate now that I say it out loud.
Yeah, this is surprise. Like I don't really drink a whole lot of Knob Creek, and now I'm like, man, I should probably contemplate some of their product. I think it's good.
I don't know if you should go that far.
Their store pick stuff is so hit or miss that for a while it was like this, like, you know, the 120 proof store pick, like was this darling of like a budget darling for like, you know, a super proofed up, aged up bourbon for what I think 100 or 100. So I was gonna say it's 120 proof, like $60. But now to me, it's become kind of hit or miss. So yeah, I don't know.
I'm not turned off by this. This is like pretty good.
Yeah, the nose is solid. The nose is solid. Do you like it, TJ?
Yeah, I think it's really good. It's got, like you said, there's some character to it. There's some depth. It's not just, I was expecting just kind of a bland.
Yeah.
Oh, this nose is above average. All right, very good. It's caramel and you're out, you know. Because I was expecting like a cheaper bottle. You know, good nose, crappy taste, finish is non-existent. All right, at least it was $20. You know, move on. It's a six. But no, the nose is really nice. It's bordering on elite.
I don't know if it's elite, but it's very good. Like it's
bordering on elite.
Okay.
It's above average for sure. All right, let's get to taste. Ben, let us know when you're done swirling around what you got on it. I don't love the taste. Okay. I thought nose was better than the taste.
Taste has a lot of peanut in it.
Which is a Jim Beam staple. I didn't get as much of that as I thought, but it
I don't get peanut at all. There's not a whole lot of character here. Definitely cinnamon and caramel. A little bit of vanilla, but like it's not unpleasant. And I was expecting a lot of unpleasantness considering it came in this little small bottle that's, you know, a dollar that you bought for a dollar.
Oh.
And at 100 proof. I've had way worse stuff for the same value here.
I feel like it's 2 ounces for a dollar that TJ gave it. This is, I mean, it is a, I mean, for what we got, these little samples, it is valuable. Like this is better than what you would normally expect at the price point, but I don't factor price in throughout the entire review like some people do.
Okay. Well, you're idiots.
So 50 milliliters is actually 1.7 ounces.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So don't inflate the value so much from that 0.3.
It tastes a lot of spice. It tastes dirty to me. Like there's like this earthy, dirty.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I don't get this earthy vibe that you guys are picking up. I haven't drank whiskey in about a week.
So maybe we're just getting all that. I mean, it's got the nice burnt like sugar and caramel. Like it's not unpleasant. Yeah. It's not. It's very pedestrian. It is not. I'll use quintessential. It doesn't taste super bourbon-y to me too. Quintessential. So it's not like.
I like pedestrian though. All the normies, they can get a good bottle for $35. This is always in a store.
Yeah, super readily available. That's true. Yep.
I would take this over Elijah. You know, at the same price point.
Should I pour Elijah to do a little
sidey by sidey?
I'll get that.
I feel like the Elijah would have more. It'd be more bitter and more peanut than this would.
Really? I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I don't think more peanut, no.
Man, I don't get any peanut from this. I think y'all are crazy. This vibe is wrong. Finish.
Your vibes were off at Applebee's.
Yeah. Finish doesn't stick around by any means, but again, not unpleasant. It's like I drank it and then now it's gone. There is no finish. It is just whiskey and then there was whiskey there.
Period. I'm proud of the fact that I don't own Elijah Craig, so I can't just go.
I know. I can't go grab it. I have no idea where this is.
I think I bought this for our review of it like 8 months ago, and this is how much I've drank.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that.
There's no way that Elijah is going to outshoot the Knob Creek. I don't think.
It might, though.
Based on my history.
It's you're not going to like this word, Ben. It's smoother. It is like more just like.
What's the proof on the Elijah?
94. 94. Okay. Well, the Knob Creek I prefer. The Knob Creek's got more character to it.
Yeah.
I think if you're just getting into bourbon, I think Elijah Craig is probably like it's like a little slightly watered down bourbon.
Oh, cherry, well, cherry, Basil Hayden. Vanilla. Why don't you go to Basil Hayden? No. You're really getting into it.
Eagle Rare is delicious. Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like this is good. This is not bad.
I bet this would be solid with a cocktail because it's got
some character to it. Yeah. It's not great, though. Like, you're never picking this up and drinking this. I think a cocktail's a good idea, though. 100 proof, got a little bit more character. It's tough. Not so bland.
It's tough at cocktail range, though. I can
35? I don't mind that.
Yeah. I mean, every Old Forester 100.
Old Forester 100.
At 25.
Wow.
$10 less. That's
such a good pick. Such a good pick, Ben. What a great draft pick, Old Forester 100 is.
Just saying.
Well, that's a good point. Okay, well, then you just convinced me to never drink this. So,
yeah. I'm just saying I wouldn't be upset. Like, if you're starting a collection, you know, as a beginner, and you were debating between this and an Elijah at the $35 to $40 price point, this is a better option, I would say. Post me a better option at $35 to $40.
Four Roses.
Double Rye. Yeah, Double Rye.
Single Double barrel. Rye. I would agree with Double Rye.
Four Roses, single barrel.
That's only at Costco. Like
It's
about $40. No, you can get it like at 40. No,
use $45.
All right.
Double Rye is an easy one. Other than that, there's not a lot.
I'll give you
not
double
a lot rye. Of 35.
Yeah, but you're not a rye guy. Or some people say I'm not a rye guy, and so
well, if
you have a blended rye, then you know. Yeah. I think it's a good option.
Yeah, I'm looking real quick just to see what else. Oh, Three Chord. Could be one that you go after.
It is not one.
I think what we've realized is there's this pretty like the bell curve of it, or maybe it's like an inverse bell curve. It's like there's a lot of decent like $20-$30 values out there, and then once you get to 60-70, you kind of start finding that interestingness again. The in between level,
Between 35 and 45 is tough, man. A lot of people are there. You're contending with a lot of players.
Russell's Reserve 10, one of your favorites. I would probably take that over the Knob Creek. The price point, right?
Yeah, I'll take that for sure.
You get an extra year. I think that's like 90 proof, though.
But it's lower proof. It just depends on what you're looking for. All right, as we get into the scoring on this, this is not offensive. There's some character to it. There's an inherent value to it, I think. There's something there. I don't love it.
I think not offensive is important at this level.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. TJ, take us
2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, 1 for the finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity. And 2 for value. Nose. I'll go first. 175.
Oh my god.
Strong. I'm gonna crucify it later, but 175. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's better than that the Elijah Craig barrel shrink we had last week. We all gave 1.5s. I think it's slightly better.
1.5 for me.
Okay. Good with that.
I'm going with a 1.25. It's above average. It's solid. 1.75 is aggressive.
Yeah. I thought the nose. I also haven't drank in a week, so. Maybe
me too.
Any bourbon smells amazing. You really haven't?
Yeah. In about a week.
I was in Las Vegas, so I drink a lot.
What did you do this week? Like, I wasn't feeling good. That's why I didn't drink. But what have you been doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Just not drinking too much.
Just not drinking. He's into watches now, not bourbon. He's starting his
podcast. Yeah, bourbon costs money, man.
The watch cast. Watches are free. Taste.
Watch me work.
4 points. Brendan, start us off.
out of four, I will go with 2.00.
Wow.
It's average. No, you know what? 2.25. Wow. I know how about 2.25. It's slightly above average, but ever so slightly.
Benjamin?
I'm at 2.75.
I think 2.75 is a little bit of aggressive. Two, man, I really like the two there. I'll go 2.25 with Brendan as well. I wanted to go two, but didn't do it. Finish, Ben.
Out of two, one. I'm going 0.5.
Oh, really? I got a 0.25 here.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was closer to, I was between 0.5 and 0.75 since I rounded up the last one. I'll go 0.5. I like the finish because you actually get some character in it. It's got that burnt caramel note, but it is very, Ben mentioned, it just kind of drops off quickly. That's going to keep
it
to the average.
It doesn't exist. It's gone. Yeah. In and out.
How do you give it a 0.5 then if it's like
gone? Because it's not bad. Like it's average. Like if it's
it tastes good.
I feel like it's non-existent, so it's like a zero almost.
Oh no, a zero would be like something that I hate the finish of. It'd have to finish poorly.
If like no finish exists, then it's hard for me to give it a good score.
Right. If no finish exists, then it's average.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It could be a boring finish that's long.
No, it's just
a no. What's the Mean Girls line? The what doesn't exist?
The limit doesn't exist.
The limit doesn't exist.
Is this your first time?
The limit does not exist. That's like, jeez.
That's a pretty classic line to not.
Yeah, know. That and stop trying to make fetch happen. It's never going to happen.
When he yells out, she doesn't even go here. That was good too.
It's a great movie. It's good.
Cohesiveness and complexity. You get 1 point for this one. I'll go here. 0.5.
0.5.
0.5 all around.
0.5.
It's actually fairly complex. It's not cohesive at all. Like it's kind of all over the place, right? Yeah, other than it's kind of dirty.
I would disagree.
Okay. Well, but not with the score.
Yeah. Mm. In my mind.
Mm.
I basically just gave it a quarter point for both and called it a day.
Well, there you go.
So we all have this as above average going into value as much as, you know, some of us crapped on different parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it as a 4.75, Brendan at a 4.5, and Ben at a 5.25. That is aggressive. Value, what, $35? It's 100 proof.
Super readily available, 9 years. Yeah. Checks a lot of the boxes for us.
Yeah, value score. I'll go first here. I always let you guys go first. I'll go with a 1.25. It's an above average value, but I gave it a pretty low score. Like I barely have it above a. I think, you know, I barely have it above a 4 out of 8. So if it was a 4 out of 8, I'd give it a 1. If it had gotten to a 5, I might have considered 1.5. I think it's a slightly above average value. You do get a lot of proof, and the price isn't high, but I'm probably never buying this. And so, like, it's hard for me to justify giving it this is a 1.75 value or this is a 1.5 value. Because because it's cheap, I didn't rate this very high, and so it's a 1.25 to me. Brendan?
I'm with you for pretty much the same logic. It's a slightly above average bourbon at a very average price, so I'll bump up it. It's slightly above average value, but you're pretty much getting what you pay for. It's fine for that, but I think fine is where I land.
That's a good point. I'll let Ben go here in just a sec, but I don't think we've done this for over a year now. I don't think we've ever done, maybe we have, but I don't think people have really used the phrase "you get what you pay for" on here very often. And so, like, I actually like that you just said that you're getting a $35 bottle of bourbon. Like, I don't think you're getting, you know, whereas you get like Double Rye and you're like, wow, this should probably be more expensive. Or you get Old Forester and you say like, wow, this should probably be more expensive, or, you know, whatever. So anyway, I just like that you said that. I don't think we say that a lot on here, get what you pay for, but I think that's a great way to describe this. Ben?
I'm a little higher. I'd probably be at 1.5 here.
Okay. And that probably goes with Ben's score. Ben was
makes
a 5.
Sense with the score.
5.
Yep.
Yeah. If I was at above a 5 and 5 out of 8,
Yeah.
I'd probably be kind of in the same range. I didn't like it as much as Ben did, for sure. So overall, Brendan at a 5.75, me at a 6, and Brendan at a, I'm sorry, and Ben at a 6.75. The average on that, let's see how fast Excel can move, is a 6.16. Not great.
Yeah.
But okay. Like we're hovering right around a 6.
Yeah.
We're called above average, but that's lower on our scale of what we typically give.
It's above average. Above average above average bourbon. And I think almost everywhere across the board, unless you're Ben, who apparently loves it.
It'd be tough for me to buy this, but it makes sense why it's bought, you know?
Yeah, it has a place. I think if you're pretty early on in your bourbon journey and you're starting to kind of enhance your bar cart a little bit, you want something a little more oomph, like this might not be a bad option.
I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
So, okay, go back and check out Tuesday's episode where Sinone sommeliered us on Scotch.
Like it when you say that.
Like that? Follow us on social media. We certainly do appreciate the interactions. We like when you guys share what you're drinking with us. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, wherever you are. Twitter is kind of where probably we're the biggest. But we enjoy the interactions. We enjoy you guys hanging out. Like, subscribe, rate, review, all those things. Until next time, cheers.
Like that, Brendan.